Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity, and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
What's going on, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And if you like this show that we're doing today, any show we've done in the past, you can go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast, and you have the entire archive there at your fingertips. Plus, if you need to get some information on mindset, mindset coaching, anything to do with behavior, habits, everything is right there. Check it all out. Again, that's strongerthanfailure.com. All right. All right, guys, you already know we bring you great content every single show, and that's exactly what you're going to get here today.
All right, guys, so without further ado, we're about to jump into the show. Our guest today is owner of Maximum Potential Marketing. This man has went from homeless to serial entrepreneur. I mean, this guy here, he said, once you change your mindset, everything in your life changes. We've had him on the show before. If you missed the first episode with my guy coming on, make sure you go listen to it because it has got so much information, so much value that you're going to love. And today is going to be just the same. So without further ado, Justin Benfield, welcome to the show, man. Dude, I'm glad to have you back on, man. Like, dude, your story was so inspiring to me and others that I spoke to and emails that we got. Like, dude, they loved your story. They loved everything about you and like basically the whole value that you had to give. So real quick for me. Kind of get everybody kind of a quick background on you, where you started out, how it changed, and then where you got to where you're at. Dude, I love it. Like, again, that dude, your story gives me chills, right? Because listening to where you were, and so many people, like, dude, think about it. If they were in a homeless shelter, right, and just kind of made bad decisions, and it's your mindset. Your mindset's going to determine everything in your life, how happy, how successful, whatever it is. And they could be in that situation, look at it like, all right, forget about it. You know, I've got nothing to look forward to. This is what it is. This is my life, right? You say, forget it. This is not where I want to be. I want more. I know I'm made for more. And you changed your mindset to achieve that. So give our listeners, man, a couple of things that you did with your mindset. Like, what were the small changes that you made to help you get to where you're at?
Mindset shift. Once I started to get honest with myself, I was able to start making some changes in my life.
Dude, that's the foundation of it, is being honest with yourself, taking responsibility for, hey, where you're at in life, the good or bad. Once you know that you can take responsibility of where you're at, because that gives you power. So many people give their power away, like you said, by saying, it's somebody else's fault. I can't do this because I don't have the resources or they won't help me. Or if you're looking for somebody else for whatever help it is, take all that away. Like you said, take responsibility. Okay, this is where I'm at because this is what I did. All right, and so where do I want to go? Okay, I want to create a business. All right, look that up. What are the game plans to get to that business? What are the steps? And then put them in action. And, dude, that's exactly what you did. So quick, man, how is isn't it just in time home remodeling that you have, the first business?
Yep, just in time home services, which I still own that today. That's the first business that I started. And that was just based upon the skills that I had at that time up to that point. But yeah, that was the first one right there that I started.
Nice. And that one's still doing pretty good?
That one's doing phenomenal. So down here in Naples, Florida, it's like it's a seasonal place down here. So right now it's a really, really busy time. I had a few employees, but I've really started to shift gears in my game plan and on where I want to be. So marketing is really, really my go-to, but I still work, on a daily basis with Just In Time Home Services. I have an employee who works for me. And we're killing it right now down here with that. So,
dude, that's awesome, dude. Like I said, I wish everybody success, dude. So I love it when I have guys like you that I know that's in my circle, right? That's in my network that are doing well. That always motivates me, and then everybody else listening to the show. Now, so talking about the marketing, this is where you're king of. You're expert of marketing, right? So talking about marketing the business, how is the marketing business going? And then I got a couple questions that I've had people email me and that called me on the phone. Hey, I want to know this and this. So one, tell me how business is going.
For sure. Yeah. So the marketing business is good. So the reason that I started marketing, I remember from way back when I was a kid, you know, I always wanted to, computers were a big thing when I was growing up. Like they were just coming out. You know, and I always had like a desire to want to get on a computer and to create some things and to do some big things, but I never really knew where to go. You know, marketing in the beginning was really tough. I was all over the place. You know, the internet will tell you so many different things when it comes to marketing. You know, there's affiliate marketing, there's digital marketing, you know, and, it really took me a while to find my niche. But once I realized, you know, I come from a service industry, you know, a construction industry, a service industry. And once I was really able to niche down, you know, who my target audience is and who I wanted to go after and who I wanted to help. It's funny because I got a call. I took on a new client a few weeks ago. I built him a website and all they wanted to do was work on SEO on that website. And I was trying to explain to them, you know, it may be a little bit to see some results from the SEO. And I got a call from him today. Hey, man, we got our first lead. I just set the site live last Tuesday. So a little over a week, I'm already starting to generate them leads. But the marketing business is going good. In the beginning, it was tough. So anybody out there who's listening right now, if you're thinking about pursuing, you know, a marketing career, know that it is saturated. But if you can, and that's with any industry. I mean, if you look anywhere, there's restaurants, you know, in big cities on any corner, you know, there's new innovations coming out. But if you're really looking to get into marketing itself, you know, focus on getting niched down. Because once I was able to get niched down and know who my target audience was or who my target client was, that's when I started to see some real success in my business.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that, you know, I've heard you say before, and that do in like all of my reading, and I didn't really realize how important it was finding that niche, right? Because I'm like, okay, well, like when I first started doing coaching, I'm like, all right, I want to coach everybody. I want to help everybody become better, become the best version of themselves, and just make their life more, you know, just happier, more successful. But well, dude, when you buckshot it, when you're trying to go super wide, you know, everyone, it's not a personal touch, right? So no one knows that, okay, mm-hmm. This guy's really for me, whether it's like for entrepreneurs or single dads, single moms, or, you know, whatever it is, you gotta niche, you know, find that niche, find, like, make it as narrow as possible, because there's so many people that's in the world, so many people that's out there. The narrower you make that niche, you're focusing on them, it's more personal, and then you'll wind up having more clients. Am I right?
You're 100% right. It's like you shoot for everyone, you miss them all. You know, you get that laser focus, you know, who you're trying to serve. You start creating systems in your business, you know, whether it's coaching, whether it's marketing, whatever it is. But once you start creating those systems and you know who you're talking to, you can start to really answer their questions. Like, what are the problems that they're having? Because for me, what it was is trying to serve everybody, I miss them. I miss them every single time. But once I can develop, you know, a key strategy and a key plan and a key messaging, you know, sequence to these people, I'm able to serve them at a higher rate. And that's really what it is. You know, I had a restaurant owner. It was a few months back, and I don't really deal with restaurants. And the money sounded really great. And he ended up calling me, and I ended up turning it down because it's not really within my niche, and it. I still think about it today because it was a pretty nice figure, you know, for that client. But at the end of the day, would I have been able to serve them to my full ability knowing that I was stepping outside of my target audience? And that's just the way that I look at it when it comes to business or to marketing today.
Dude, see, that's why I respect you, and that's why you do well, because a lot of people will just see that number. Oh, dude, this is a big paycheck. Let me just – it's not my expertise, but you know what? Let me give it a shot. I bet I can do this. And what the only thing you're going to do, really, if you think about it, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to look bad. You're going to have a bad rating, and this guy's not going to tell anybody anything good. It's only going to be negative.
Instead of seeing the dollar signs.
100%.
Right. You start seeing dollar signs and everything, it'll make you make that bad mistake because you want to keep your service level at excellent at all times. And like you said, if it's not your niche, it'll cause you to try to, you know, you can probably achieve that goal, but it may not be the best attempt on the first shot. So, yeah, you want to keep you gotta keep your ratings going.
That's it. Yeah. Now,
100%.
Justin, question, man. All right. So you're talking about, you found your niche. You niched it down. Tell our listeners, dude, like, how you did that. Because at first, before I started niching everything down for me, I didn't really know how the process worked or how to do it. I had to do a lot of research on, finding that niche. How did you narrow your target audience down so you can help give pointers to everybody else that's just starting out or about to get into business?
Yeah, for sure. So, really, I had to take a look at who I wanted to help. I mean, that's where the question really lied. And what my expertise or where my knowledge lied. I'm not too familiar with the restaurant industry, and I'm not too familiar with e-commerce. Those aren't really my industry. So for me, once again, it comes back to that honesty, that self-reflection. I had to take a look inside, what am I good at or what do I know? And I know how to help, construct. I know how to help construction workers. I know how to service-based businesses. So I took a deep, good look within, really. That's how I got niched down, and I decided who I wanted to help. I knew it couldn't be everybody. If my messaging, if it's too broad, I'm not going to hit anybody. So once I really narrowed it down and I looked within, I seen what kind of skills I had, the knowledge base I had from different companies, I was able to niche it down from there. And so today, my value proposition, for all my customers is I help local service-based business owners book more appointments and increase their overall, return on investment through digital marketing. And the key words there were local service-based businesses because, I could market from here to California and, given the tools and stuff, but if they're not a local service-based business, and if they're trying to serve, let's say an e-commerce site where they're just selling, all over the world, I can't really serve them. That's not my audience. But if, say, they're a plumber in California or even down here, a plumber in Naples, Florida, I kind of know that business. I don't have to be a plumber to know that business. The plumber knows that business, but I know the ins and the outs and how invoicing and how all of that goes to be able to serve them at a higher level.
There you go. Perfect. And all right, guys, I hope everybody's paying attention because that right there is a lot of powerful bombs right there. So what he's saying as far as when you're niching everything down, know what it is that you're doing, know what you're good at. And one of the main things that Justin's saying here and I've read about and I've talked about is, all right, would you buy from yourself? Think about the people that you're trying to market to, and because you want to try to market to people that are like you because that's what your skill set is. So, and whatever your sales pitch or whatever it is, would you buy that? Would you want to do that service? So know the people you want to serve, make it a smaller niche, know your pitch, and would you buy from yourself? And make sure you know in and out what is it you're doing so you can help your people. And then, you help enough people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. Zig Ziglar said that best years ago. All right, Justin, now I got a question, man. I had an email and they said, hey, ask a couple questions. And one of the questions they wanted to know was, what are three things you should know about marketing and why it's more effective to hire somebody else to do it?
Okay, yeah, for sure. I like this question a lot. So, one of the big things about digital marketing today is, 85% of searches online are for local, for local service-based companies. So you could be driving down the car, say you and your wife driving down the car, you're looking for someone, are you going to say restaurants near me? Or your toilet's not flushing and you're looking for a plumber, say you live in Orlando, Florida, and you say, I'm looking for plumbers near me. Well, Google is is the biggest, database that we have up to date. And, Google is looking to answer consumers' questions. They want the consumer to have a good experience with them. So why I think everybody needs digital marketing in their lives today is everybody is using a smartphone. 95% of Americans spend an hour and a half to 2 hours a day on their mobile device, whether it's social media, looking things up on Google. And that's why it's so important for businesses today to have a digital marketing strategy. It's one thing to be driving down the road and see a billboard, for a company. But it's another thing when there's over 85% of all searches going on through Google right now are looking for local companies, near them, Another big thing is social media. You know, social media is an awesome way. Like I just threw out a stat there. You know, people are spending around 2 hours a day on social media, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I mean, I could keep naming them. But to be able to get in front of your target audience, you know, is a key, is an amazing way to really, in a low cost way with social media, to get in front of your audience and to sell them things or to create that relationship. Because at the end of the day, to have somebody just come in and become a customer is one thing, but to create a lifelong brand advocate is a total, you know, different aspect when it comes to marketing. So, you know, I really recommend all people to have a digital marketing strategy, because that's where the world is moving right now. You know, everything is going digital. You go to a restaurant today and 9 times out of 10, you're scanning a QR code, you know, to look up their menu. People aren't even really giving out paper menus anymore. So really, digital marketing and marketing in itself is a very, very cost-effective way, you know what I mean, to grow your business, to get more customers, and to get seen in front of the right people.
All right. Now, question. As far as like with the social media marketing, if somebody's trying to do it, you know, they're just doing it on their own, not having a company, not like something like you doing it for them, how often should they market on there? Is there a particular time of day or a particular things that they should do to market?
So when it comes to people really trying to market on their own, let's say with Facebook, there's one or two ways they can do it. They can create a business manager, they can create an ad account, and they can try to go through the motions inside of there. Now, from what I've seen from experience just down here, most people, they'll go on Facebook, they'll go to their business page, they'll make a post, and they'll boost. You know, there's a boost post now button on there. And I've seen that it can be effective, but when it comes to actually hiring a marketer who really knows the ins and outs of Facebook marketing, you can really get inside of there, and you can, like you said, like if you wanted to post times a day, you could go inside of, you know, an ad account, and you could schedule, okay, I know that my audience, let's say that your audience, you know, works from 9 to 5 each day, and that, you know, that's not when they're really on social media. They're not on social media from 9 to 5 because they're at work all day. You know, so the benefits of hiring a marketer is, let's say I know that my target audience is going to be home, probably scrolling through social media from, let's say, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. You could actually schedule that. Now, what happens is you limit yourself when you go to do it as an actual, let's just say you're a business owner trying to boost your post, because you're very limited to what you can do by just boosting a post. So to answer your question about the times of day, it really depends who your target audience is and what your market is. So let's say for an e-commerce website, you could really market all day long if you wanted, because you have a big selection of people that you could pick from, or a big pot that you could pick from of people. But when it comes to just really focusing on like who you're trying to market to through Facebook, you really need to know who your audience is.
Absolutely. And again, and that goes back to, yeah, finding that niche, knowing what it is that you're good at, and knowing the people that you want to help. Now, you're absolutely 100% correct. Now, another question I got a lot of people ask, you know, like, what are the prices for the services for like something that you do, right? So someone's on a shoestring budget, like just starting out, let's say, you know, like, okay, let's say they're going into construction, they're just starting out a construction business. You know, what would something starting out be on a shoestring budget? And what's something on a, you know, money's not really an option, let's just make things happen and grow this business as fast as we can.
For sure. So when it comes to marketing, I really think that whether you're hiring a freelancer or an agency, whatever it is, I really think that they all name that their own price. Mm-hmm. You know, for a five page website, let's say on WordPress, because just to clarify something, when it comes to digital marketing, you have to have a website. It is the home base of your company. Now, there's a difference between a website and a landing page. A landing page is something that you would use to basically run ads to collect some kind of data, you know, data from your clients or your future prospects. A website is your home base. It forecasts, you know, all of your services, you know, what you do, any discounts you have coming on. A contact page, it lets people know where you're at. But But so starting out, any marketing company or any marketing agency, that's the first thing they're going to try to get you to do is get a website. If you don't already have a website, and if you have a website and it's not a good website, then they're going to quote you on a redesign. So depending on the size of the website, you know, market says anywhere from 500 and it could go up all the way to 10,000 for a basic website, depending on what you're really looking for. Us here at Maximum Potential Marketing, our websites start off, our packages start off at 450 and they normally level out around 2,500. Now when it comes to actual marketing services, pay per click, you know, PPC, basically you're bidding on keywords. That's one of the most expensivest, it's one of the most expensive methods to go about it, but it's also one of the most effective because you're actually bidding on things that people are currently searching for inside of Google. If you're a small business just starting out, I'd always recommend a 3 to 5 page website, one landing page. And if you really wanted to start getting some qualified traffic, I'd really start with Facebook. It's not as expensive as Google. And once you build that budget up, that marketing budget up, you can move into PPC. I hope that answers your question a little bit.
No, that answered it a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of information. And it kind of said, I know the guy that I was talking to was asking me about that. So that worked out perfect because one of his questions was, you know, should you have a landing page or a website or should you have both? And you pretty much answered that, I mean, perfectly. Now, so like with the landing page, I'll kind of clarify everything for everybody. So a landing page is something that usually when somebody goes on your website, they'll see, hey, sign up here into some kind of free information, like a free ebook or a top five tip or whatever, like a top five tips for, you know, winterizing your home or something like that. So you can get the information to contact them, right?
100%. So a landing page, you don't even really got to offer anything. Now, I know when it comes to the online space, a lot of people do, like, get your free, you know, marketing report or like you said, download your free ebook. You know, if you're in the real estate niche, you know, a lot of landing pages have, like, you know, find out what your home's worth, you know, fill out the form below. But a landing page is basically, it helps you collect data from your potential clients. So then you can either try to contact them and close them on a sale, or your sales team can contact them. So the difference between a landing page and a website is a website's going to have numerous pages. Landing pages, the majority of the time, have two pages. They have your opt-in page, which is the main page that you jump on. It usually has, you know, one header, a call to action, maybe a couple pictures. It might, you know, describe your service, give you two or three bullet points on what your service does. And then the key focus of a landing page is to collect the user's information. They want you to fill out a form. A website is showcasing all your products, all your services. You know, it gives people a little bit, but a website is so big that it's not direct. It's not focused. A landing page is a little bit more focused. So if you're a business owner and you're starting to run ads, you don't want to give the potential customer, the potential client, that many offers. A confused mind always says no when it comes to marketing. So if you can get somebody to jump on your landing point and it's straight and it's to the point, you get their information. That's what, when it comes to marketing, that's what a digital marketer's main thing is to gather that information for the client so the client can follow up back with them.
Perfect. Now on a website, so if somebody's got a website, do they want to put like as much information as they possibly can, or still kind of keep it, you know, slim down a little bit, and so they got their information or gather their information and contact them? What should they do there?
So how I like to do my websites, I honestly like to set my websites up like they're a landing page. So say you have a home page, you have an about page, you have a services page. I don't like to have too many buttons leading to other things. What I like to do is I like to have anything that's like, say your homepage is going to describe what your products are, what your services is, what your business is about. And every page that I have on a website, I lead back to a contact page, which is basically on my contact pages, I create them to be like a landing page. So all roads lead back. Every page leads back to a contact page, because at the end of the day, if you're not selling something on your website, then what is the purpose of your website? Is it for lead generation, or is it just a brochure to let people know, you know, what your business is about? But 9 times out of 10, all the customers that I have currently right now that we're working with, that we're partnered with, they're here for lead generation. They want leads. They want to be able to contact these leads. So, yeah, you know, to answer your question, a website should be full of information, a lot of helpful information. The more information, really, the better when it comes to search engine optimization, which is a free way to get traffic. But all roads to your website should lead back right to your contact page, so you can, you know, once again, try to get that customer's information and, you know, sell them or close them on whatever services or products you have.
Perfect. All right, man. Dude, time always goes by quick with you. So real quick, a quick recap for all the listeners. Guys, you know, from the beginning, you see where he was at and where he's at now, right? So the beginning, change your mindset. You change your mindset, you're going to change your life. When you get into business, know what it is that you're doing. Know what you want. Narrow that niche down. Know who you can help. Know how great you can help them. Make sure you got the right sales pitch. With your website, you've got all the information there from them just now as far as the landing page, what the landing page should have, what it should not have, what your website should say and should not say, and what should be the whole process behind it. All right. So there's a lot of free value right there. So Justin, let everybody know, man, how they get contact with you. That way they can hire you to help them grow their business and become the best that they can in their field.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that, Danny. So you guys can all visit me at mpmarketer.com, or you can look me up on Facebook, Maximum Potential Marketing. Also, if any of you are listening tonight and you do go to my website, fill out my form for a free strategy call. Anybody who hits me up, man, I'll be more than honored to give you guys some free value, or let me know that you heard me on Danny Cole's show, and I'll give you guys 10% off of any of the services that I'm currently offering right now.
Amazing. All right, guys, I heard it right there, brother. That is amazing. Well, Justin, dude, thank you for being back on the show, man. Happy anniversary. I know y'all headed to dinner right now, so thank you for calling in, dude, doing this show with us, and happy anniversary. Y'all have a great night. And remember, everybody, you're stronger than failure.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.